This next song I've been singing for years, and it's a little sort of hymn to Ireland, if you like. And the fella who wrote it has long since gone. I met his lovely wife and I met his family, smashing people. And they said such lovely things about him, and I thought he must be a lovely man to have written such a smashing song, you know. And although he's long gone, I said he'll live on forever, courtesy of this song. His name was Dick Farley, and he came from Ireland, and this is his lovely song, which evokes images of the Emerald Isle. I've met some folk who say that I'm a dreamer, and there's no doubt there's truth in what they say. For sure a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him over the land, across the sea. Especially when it happens, he's in exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. I watch the moonlight peep across the rooftop of this great city, wondrous though it be. I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wander over green hills and sleepy valleys, and find the peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music, fit for angels, and watch the waters laughing as they go. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. And though they pave the footpaths here with gold dust, I still would choose my love in Innisfree. I still would choose my love, it is free.